Sun FM's Nicholas Arnold is all dialed in to participate in the 2024 Tour de Rock to raise money for pediatric cancer research, and his fundraising efforts are looking as bright as the name of the station he works for. "It's a good cause and I am lucky enough that I can participate in it by being in the media," said Arnold. "It's something you can only do once in your life. I have the opportunity to do it, and this year felt right." Cops for Cancer's Tour de Rock celebrates its 27th year as they once again partner up with the Canadian Cancer Society to raise funds for life-saving childhood cancer research and to send them to Camp Good Times, which allows children diagnosed with cancer the opportunity to be a kid while spending time together in a stress-free and medically supervised environment. Arnold, who is originally from Chatham, Ont. always knew he had a future on the airwaves and after graduation during the middle of the pandemic headed to the island to accept his first on-air job with Sun FM, and has now been with them for just over 3 years. "I grew up listening to my local DJs and I used to be obsessed with the golden age of radio like Jack Benny," said Arnold. "On my first day of business school they handed out a sheet and told us to write down what job title we wanted to have once we graduate, and I wrote down radio broadcaster because I always knew that was where my future was headed." One of Arnold's favorite parts of working with Sun FM has hands down been the community, which is why he is excited to be putting his best pedaling foot forward to give back to it. Arnold admitted that before attending his first Tour de Rock information session back in January, it had been a decade since he had been on a bike, and that it was const. Wes Richens, who rode last year, who inspired him to get in motion for this year's life-changing event. "Wes was very involved with this and he was constantly reaching out with ideas he had," said Arnold. "I was tasked to be the go-between whenever he needed something and it allowed me to see all the great work he was doing and the impact the tour had in different communities became very evident to me, and decided I wanted to be a part of that." Cancer truly affects all. Arnold said not only did he have a cousin who lost her eye to childhood cancer when she was very young, his uncle, who is also his godfather, has been battling prostate cancer. "I'm going to get a baseball sticker, he's a big baseball guy, so I am going to put the sticker on my bike and he can ride with me," said Arnold. Arnold, who is 27 and one of the youngest members on the team, said that with living in Duncan one of the biggest commitments is the training 3 times a week that takes place in Victoria, but said it is so regimented that even those who aren't avid riders can easily do it if they put their mind to it. He said the most challenging part of the training was the trek up Mount Washington that the riders do every June. "Physically, that's probably the hardest thing I have ever done in my life," said Arnold. "It's the hardest hill on the hardest island, so mentally if you can do this you can do anything, and it works great to reflect if you feel you are struggling when riding." As tough as the training for the annual event might be, it pales in comparison to the journey that children diagnosed with pediatric cancer are on. Arnold said since coming on board this year, it has become evident to him how truly special this event is, especially seeing the positive impact it has on the honorary riders that all participants are paired up with. "Those kids who might be in the fight right now, or maybe they just got through a battle with cancer, really look up to the riders and that is a big part of their battle and a good respite for them from their battle," said Arnold. "It's such an important cause, and one of the few events on Vancouver Island that I think draws everybody together. When we were riding in Souk and Nanaimo the other day, people were honking because they knew who we were. This is a very unique event, in our very unique part of the world, and it's pretty cool." When it comes to how much Arnold would personally like to raise, he has no number in mind. The sky is the limit. He was part of the Rock the Tour event that was held at Red Arrow Brewing on August 24 with nearly 200 people in attendance that, among other entertainment and fundraising activities, had Maxwell Smart performing. The event raised a total of $20,000 that Arnold split between himself and fellow Duncan rider const. Warren Congouse. Arnold raised $740 alone just by shaving his head, and noted that other Sun FM staff also did the same to show both their solidarity and support. Arnold has already surpassed his modest goal of $5,000. Those wanting to keep that amount climbing can visit his personal Cops for Cancer page. "This is such a unique event and I don't think there is anything in Canada quite like it that is able to bond together such a large amount of people," said Arnold. I think we should cling to Tour du Rock because it is something that makes Vancouver Island uniquely Vancouver Island.